And our next caller is Sally.
In August 1988, I was diagnosed with late-stage breast cancer. It was too late for surgery because it had already started to spread. I began a regimen of weekly low-dose chemotherapy treatments, which I still go to. Thank God I can still go after 7 years. But after sitting home for 3 years waiting to die, I realized I wasn't dying and that I had to figure out what to do with the rest of my life. One day, after seeing a young woman in her 20s come into my doctor's office who was dying with this disease, I really got angry. I went home and I started making phone calls to different breast cancer organizations and finally found one and started working with them. I found that when I spoke to these women who were recently diagnosed on phone, they would call in for information, that they would feel relieved that it wasn't an instant death sentence. That I wanted them to know that there was hope and not to give up fighting. The strange thing is that even though I'm a mother and a grandmother, speaking with these women has given me such fulfillment that I finally feel this is my purpose in life, to help other women live through this crisis.